Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kermit Baker, who's a Harvard economist who monitors the residential and commercial market through the Joint Center of Housing Study on the residential side and the Architectural Billing Index on the commercial side. Kermit, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thank you.
Thanks for being with us this morning. I haven't talked to you, I think, in 6 weeks, and I just wanted to try to get a read. Let's talk about the residential market first, if you would. Last time we talked, I believe you had made a forecast that the remodeling index was on a decline. Is that still the view that you see?
Well, the remodeling market has been slowing a little bit. Certainly, the remodeling and home improvements were the bright side of the residential market, and they still look like they're a good deal stronger than new construction. But, you know, declining house prices that we've seen a little bit steeper than expected so far this year is having some folks, you know, think twice about doing a major investment to their home. And so that's fallen back a little bit. You know, still looking positive, still expect to see a growth over the coming quarters, but a bit less than we might have expected a few months ago.
Now, a couple of just indicators in there. One is that in June, the report said that the median price of a house in the U.S. had potentially bottomed out at $166,500. Do you think it's at the bottom?
Well, I think we're very close. It's obviously the foreclosure problem that's putting downward pressure on house prices. I think the consensus is that we're probably going to see another few percentage points decline through the remainder of 2011 and then begin to climb back out in 2012. So if we're not at bottom in prices, I think we're very, very close.
Yeah, and we're starting to see interest rates go up. So if people are sitting out there on the sidelines, now might be a good time to jump in, wouldn't you say?
Well, I think that's right. I mean, the big question, Kemp, is, you know, when are buyers going to get back in the market? And we have sort of record affordability levels, as you said, very, very favorable interest rates and, you know, house prices that are certainly looking a lot better from the buyer's perspective than they did a couple years ago. And I think it's going to take some jolt, sort of like you suggested. If people are concerned that mortgage rates are going up again, if people are concerned that they've missed the bottom of the housing market, I think they will jump back in. And so I'm expecting it actually could turn fairly quickly once there is the sense that things are not going to look more favorable for them.
Actually, I'm of the same opinion. One other stat to throw out here. There's a 9.3-month supply, it looks like, of existing homes. So plenty of inventory out there.
Plenty of inventory out there, obviously, you know, with sales at such a low level, you know, even a few homes generate quite a few months of inventory, and if that rate did pick up, that inventory could drop off pretty quickly, and we could see a need for new construction. So I think, you know, we're in a situation where we are fairly ripe to turn the corner here.
Yeah. Now, listen, you know, we've talked about, you know, inventory, we've talked about interest rates, we've talked about potentially this is the bottom of the market as far as the decline. What are the outside factors? I know employment is a factor. There's probably also just sentiment, which is with regard to, you know, does Washington have a handle on the issues? Talk a little bit about, I know you run some of the stuff through a model, and what is your latest read on
the, you know, the consumer confidence, consumer sentiment is obviously a big drag, and I think it relates back to the issue we were just talking about. Is this a good time to purchase a home? Is this a good time to make a major investment in terms of improvement in my home? You know, those factors are very, very central to turning things around. And, you know, you mentioned Washington. You know, what's going to go on there? Are we going to have problems with the debt limit ceiling? Is government going to shut down? You know, a lot of concern. Weather's been a big issue, too. We've had a very, very turbulent spring and early summer in terms of wet weather, and all this sort of bears on down on people. International situation financially is not looking that great. Still some problems in Europe. Still potential for defaults over there. So there's a lot of background noise, I think, is distracting folks from moving ahead.
Mm-hmm. You know, we've been talking mostly about single family and housing. One thing we are seeing is there's some life, and seasonally there's always life in the summer with multifamily, but your long-range forecast for people instead of buying or renting. And so the multifamily side is looking pretty strong right now. Is that the same thing you see?
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's the one bright bright spot really in the entire building and construction sector. I think multifamily housing looks strong. And, you know, the fundamentals have been strong for a couple of years. A lot of renters moved to home ownership during the housing boom. Some of those folks are now moving back to rentership. Some households or individuals that might have thought of buying 5 years ago are more inclined to rent. Part of the issue with this sector recovering was that we had this excess inventory of single-family homes and condos, and they have temporarily moved into the renter side as you know, investors have tried to get some money out of them and temporarily put them on the market for rent. But the fact that sort of that's been exhausted and we're still seeing demand for new construction, I think is the first positive signal that maybe this market has begun to turn around. I think what you'll see is some strength in the multifamily side that we're seeing already. That should convert to some strength in the entry-level housing, which should convert to some strength in the trade-up market and then ultimately into the custom and luxury market. So I think we're on a track for recovery. It's just been a very, very long time in coming.
It has, sure has. Okay, let's talk about commercial for a minute. I did go to Neocon about a month ago, and crowds there were up just a little bit, I mean, maybe 6%. Or so. And the architects that were there were talking about projects. They seemed to be in a good mood. But the index, I know last time you reported one was in June, and it was down slightly, and it was below 50, which indicates a decline. Is that a blip? And do you think the next time we see it, it'll be above 50?
Well, we've had 2 months in a row, Kemp, of readings below 50 in our index. Any reading below 50 indicates that design activity at architecture firms nationally is falling off. And both of those were, you know, reasonably significant. They were in the mid 47 range, so about a 2.5-point decline in April, another 2.5-point decline in May. This is coming on the heels of five straight months of improvement dating back to really fourth quarter of last year. It looks like we have another bit of a soft spot in the economy this spring, early summer, much like we saw last summer. It's like it's becoming an annual event here that we see some firming in the fall and winter and then sort of a step back in the spring and early summer. And, you know, let's hope it is just a step back. You know, we are seeing some signs of much slower growth in the national economy, and I think that is translating to a bit of a pause on the non-residential construction side, too.
All right. Where we're seeing the business on the commercial side and talking to some of our suppliers in the flooring market is on the replacement side. Not much activity in new construction. Do you think that's going to continue to be the trend?
Yeah, we hear reports of really two segments that are stronger. One is really retrofits and renovations, particularly related to energy upgrades, still pretty healthy. And I think with energy costs as uncertain as they are, that's going to continue to be healthy. And secondly, we just hear a lot of reports of smaller projects. You know, our architect members are not seeing the big mega projects they were seeing 3 or 4 years ago. Smaller, more infill, more focused activities where financing might be a little bit easier to get seems to be really what's holding the market up, as well as you said, the retrofits to existing buildings.
Mm-hmm. This whole banking environment, just talk about that for a minute. Is that still a drag on both the residential and commercial side?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's a big drag on both sides of the market. I think, you know, banks just fundamentally don't want to hold real estate, and they're very, very tentative about making moves. And, you know, I've talked to bankers who basically just say, you know, we don't lend in these areas, we don't lend for this type of building, and we'll see what happens down the road. You know, they'd rather hold other assets in their portfolio than real estate. Unfortunately, a lot of that is just treasury bills or things like that, very, very conservative, doesn't help stimulate the economy much, but you know, they've become quite cautious, you know, after what they've gone through over the past few years. And it's just taking a long time for this to come back. But we hear lots of reports of projects that look like they're extremely viable. You know, architects are working on the design, coming up with some nice creative designs, and then the owner calls up and said, you know, the financing is on hold or hasn't been approved, and we're going to have to stop work on this project till we get that resolved. We surveyed our members just a month ago to ask them how serious of a problem this was. Do they have any stalled projects in-house? And almost two-thirds of the architecture firms that we surveyed indicate they have at least one stalled project in-house at present. where financing was the principal concern over that project moving forward. So that's a real serious issue.
Yeah. Okay, Kermit, I appreciate the update. Always good to talk to you. Again, we've been talking to Kermit Baker, who's a Harvard economist and tracks both the residential and commercial sides of the building market. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.